Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
It's been a busy couple of days in the world of celebrity. People getting involved in elections, getting involved indirectly in elections because they're calling other people out about entertainment companies that they say may have been funded by parties that were elected in elections. It's just a lot.
Aren't you like emotionally and physically tired by everything that happened last week?
I just, and when I saw everything happening on Saturday on Twitter towards the evening and then Sunday morning, I was just like... I did feel a little drained, and then I had to turn it off and just kind of go and lie down, and I felt much better. but I'm ready now to address everything happening in the world. I got to kick it off with AKA.
Yeah, I know you just spoke about. Yeah.
Just remind everyone what happened.
So on Saturday afternoon, after, you know, the entire nation waited for the election results, we had those four ladies who, you know, silent protesters, in front of Jacob Zuma. He was having a speech there, and one of the people who tweeted, just like everyone else, was, you know, AKA, and he, you know, first commended the ladies, saying that they're very brave. However, he saw the protest as being political. It had a political motive to it, and to a certain extent he also defended, you know, President Jacob Zuma of, you know, the rape allegations, because one of the boards were written, you know, remember Kwezi being that lady who, you know, had accused the president of raping her. And that didn't go down well on social media. It became literally, it was a battlefield. And if you commented on Twitter, chances are a stray bullet probably hit you.
It was a battlefield in real life as well, because I saw people tweeting pictures of broken AKA CDs.
Yes. It was, just like you, it was way too emotional for me. I switched off. But what I appreciated about it is that it continued to, you know, spark up that conversation of rape culture. And how much of an issue it is. So
I gotta tell you, I just and I've sort of listened to different arguments around this. I've listened to arguments around the fact that if somebody is proved innocent in a court of law, they are proved innocent, and you should no longer attach a guilty judgment towards them. That's not fair. I've heard that argument. I've heard the argument of, that we're this very masculine society and we don't respect women. And there's a lot of different angles to it. I just feel, and I don't understand what AKA was really thinking when he ventured into such a sensitive topic on a platform like Twitter, because Twitter does not allow tone.
Yeah.
It does not allow you to expand something beyond 140 characters. It does not allow you to give context, really. True. You just have to, fire shots. And if you get anything lost in interpretation or miscommunication on Twitter, like, you open yourself up to, number one, really hurting people.
True.
And them responding to you by not liking you anymore.
Yeah.
And number two, you just kind of, you open yourself up to not creating the right environment for that kind of dialogue and then being associated with that dialogue. And I just don't understand why he thought he had to get involved in the way that he did. I feel like if you want to speak about it, go on TV and talk about it where we can see your face. Go, do something where we can do a vlog, do a whatever.
Sure.
But to go onto Twitter and to start engaging with it, like, I can understand how people took it the wrong way, because it's words on a page and they can be interpreted a million and one different ways and there's no backstory.
True. It just went down south. And
people were throwing a party for the end of AKA.
Gosh. Like I said, it was just emotionally draining. Has he said anything since then? Because I know he said the last time I checked, he said he was not going to apologize for
his opinions. He was going on and on. To be honest, I actually don't care if he said anything or not, because the reality is, and Mandla's comment here kind of describes it, is that people have now made up their own opinions about him. Mandla has made up his opinion about him, says AKA is effing ignorant. He exposed the complete lack of intellect he has. So people, when you involve rape, like,
it's
you just gotta be you gotta really go in hoping to try and get the most positive outcome out of that conversation that you're starting. Because if you're starting that conversation,
you
need to get a positive outcome out of it. It's a huge issue in South Africa. We have a rape crisis, and you can't just spit stuff off about it.
And for me, I think what's also worse is that for all those rape victims, it just triggered something. It just started all over again.
And the context of it, because already everyone's saying you shouldn't have been paid to be part of a political campaign, and just the whole build up of everything, and then what happened on, what exploded rather on social media on over the weekend is just, it all of it has a horrible taste. That's it.
It definitely is.
But if there can be positive conversation to come out of it, you know,
that would be great.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
We're still debating whether celebrities should have endorsed political parties. I don't know.
Someone was saying, some artists have moved on very quickly from their campaigns. So immediately after the elections, they're back to their own hustle. But yeah.
Okay, shifting gears, but not really, because it's still to do with the elections. Mabala Noise is this entertainment company that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Apparently is paying people 5 million rand to sign up. Apparently is part of the government. What the hell is going on?
Did you see that video? So basically last week Friday during the election results, I think it was a press conference also on Friday, Julius Malema kind of just like pulled out the files on Mabala Noise, and he was saying that one of the treasurers, I think his name is Reggie, had taken out about a certain amount of money and given each of the artists on Mabala Noise 5 million rand to kind of become, you know, to be part of the.
And they've got a lot of big names.
Yeah, and one thing that there's one line Julius says, like, you know, these rappers come to us at events and they're like, yo, you know, Julius, this is too much money to just let go of. And I was like, wow. When he said that, I was just like, oh my gosh, the Julius is so, yeah.
He just exposed everyone.
Yeah. So, I heard you saying that Julius is suing Mabala Noise. Who's suing who?
He's not suing. He's just saying that Mabala Noise is funded by people that are in government, that are tied to the ANC, and that this is ridiculous because this is wasting public money.
It does look like that. And everyone's like saying that they have a share on Mabala Noise. So you also have a share on Mabala Noise.
I want to join Mabala Noise. Producer Kat, did you find the email address for A&R at Mabala Noise?
Yes,
I
did.
I have someone who... Yeah, I have a number.
You have a number?
Yeah. One of.
Can I send my demo?
Sure.
It is at Mabala Noise at yourdreamswillnevercometrue.com.
No, that's not true. You haven't heard my single Limpopo Swag Drop yet.
Oh, God.
It's coming soon. I'm going to sign to Mabala Noise.
Listen, oh my gosh.
I don't want if they're using public money to pay Ricky Rick 5 million bucks so they can get a new Mercedes Benz or whatever it is that I see in Casper's Snapchat, that's bullshit and someone needs to call that shit out.
Right.
Because it's important to have music, but it's important to feed people first.
Yeah.
Shifting gears, let's talk about... I feel like Sammy Sosa just doesn't know where she is, what's going on. I feel like she had so much potential.
I had a conversation with CRL. When I was her, and we were just saying she was such a breath of fresh air when she came on board and people started knowing her, you know, calm voice, really cool, and then things just started not working. You know, she worked at Metro FM, then she left Metro.
Remember, she was at Metro.
Yeah.
She said to them she can't come to work because she's sick, and then they turn on the television and she's hosting The Hustle. And clearly not sick, and that's what she was doing when she said she was sick. It was just dodgy stories.
And then she went to Power and left Power FM, and now where she's currently in Cape Town. And then last week we found out that she owes an artist, 23,000 rands.
So someone asked her to do a feature on
a
track.
Yeah.
I mean, how long does it take to do a feature on a track? Like an hour?
Yeah.
What's the point in catching a plane and vacating the province when you just have to do an hour's work?
Man. So, yeah, the artist's name is Eno on Twitter. And, you know, he let it out. He was like, you know what? I am tired. This woman owes me this amount of money. She's blocked me on all social media platforms. She's blocked my cell phone. Even numbers I used to call her with, she's blocked it. And who's that photographer? Thick Leonce. She was also just backing him up because she also pulled out the files on Sammy Sosa.
How's Thick Leonce involved in this?
Like, I think Thick Leonce is just... Eno's acquaintance or a good friend. She was actually the first person to expose Sammy Sosa, and then Eno's like, okay, you know what, it's true, this woman owes me so much money.
Okay, Listen, I hope she pulls it together here.
Yeah, and now apparently Inoue is going to release a diss track to Sammy Sosa. I saw like an artwork of it. I was like, oh,
Inoue wants to release some form of music. And ask Sammy to contribute. He's not going to contribute. He's going to have to do it on his own.
Yeah, so... I just hope Sammy Sosa kind of just gets her ducks in a row, if they're not...
Yeah, because she's very talented. She's very cool. She has a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
shifting gears, I used to be a kid that used to love YoTV with all my heart. Mandisa Nakana Taylor was one of my favorite presenters. At the Y, because it's fly, and the O for the O,
and the T is for me,
and the V mix.
YoTV!
Yay! So she must be, what, like 70 by now?
What is she? No. She's 30-something. Okay. She's 30-something
Where
now.
Is she? What is she doing? Oh, you guys caught up with her.
Yeah, we caught up. We hunted her down. She is in the UK, married with 3 kids.
Wow.
And she's also part-time studying and being part-time working. So we caught up with her and we're like, hey, where have you been? And she's like, you know, I'm around. She has this YouTube channel that she does, you know, where she, you know, inspires people and tells people to be themselves. But, you know, we kind of just took it back and spoke about YoTV and how much she spoke about, remember the Disney Channel? Cafe. Okay, we're sold. Yeah, that channel. She was like, it was so cool because at that time, not everyone could afford DSTV, so no one had like Mnet. And then the what was it? Disney Cafe.
Disney's Cartoon Cafe.
Yeah, DCC. And like, you know, here it is, this government channel, and it was showing all these cool cartoon shows. And she was like, for me, that was like,
it was epic.
Totally cool. It was epic.
That was my 3 to 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I still loved Wild Room. I loved all of that stuff.
And she's like, yeah, she's still cool with the likes of Entle and Byron and Spiwe. And I don't know that her and Putikoma are actually close friends.
Wow.
So yeah, she spoke about them too, and she, if given the opportunity for the right show, she'd actually come back and do television.
That's good to know. And then this is just terrible, but let's shift gears and things off on this. Boom Shaka's Theo has shared some big news.
I was quite surprised because I also had an interview with him a couple of weeks ago, but he had told Drum Magazine that he was actually quite depressed and suicidal like last year and 2 years back. He was going through a lot of anxiety. He was in and out of hospital the whole time. You know, Theo was a very, you know, pretty boy looks, and, you know, he looked like a very cute, how can I put it, a cute guy but also looked like a girl. So also those types. So a lot of rumors back in the day used to come out, and people would joke and say, no, he's a woman, or he's gay. So those type of rumors kind of affected him, and also the death of Lebo Mathosa, and he never just really dealt with it. So he was saying like he was totally depressed, and that's why, you know, his fans and Boom Shaka fans hadn't seen him in the music industry for so long. But thankfully him and Tembi Siete and Junior are starting to perform lately. But yeah, he's been through some rough times. Had a stroke, which is quite like, oh, wow.
No, that's it's intense. But, you know, if you can turn it around and turn his story into a positive one, it can inspire the people too.
Yeah, he's back on track. No, he's good now. He's good.
That is all the latest celebrity news. Nothing on Bonang outside of, I mean, no Bonang, Zintle. I saw that Euphonic, when all of the stuff was happening with AKA, just tweeted a flame emoji. I have a feeling that was in response to all of this.
You gotta love Euphonic. But probably something will, I don't know, probably something will come up. Yeah, but hopefully next week there'll be no celebrity politics.
No, we are done politicking for a good 2 years until the national elections. My word, they're going to pull out all the stops. Everyone's going to pull out every stop.
Right.
It's just going to be mayhem. I think I might need to leave the country and vote elsewhere for that month of politicking. It's just been a lot. All right. How do we get involved with Zelebs all day, every day?
Please go to www.zelebs.com. And if you want to be a presenter, you can also go to Zelebs and see how. If you think you can be like Bonang or Boiti.
That's right. You're doing the TLC Next Great Presenter Search.
Yeah, TLC Next Great Presenter Search is happening currently. So if you want to audition, just go to the site. It will explain everything. I know there's a lot of people who are having like internet issues, not sure how to apply. Don't worry. All the information is on our site. Just search for TLC Next Great Presenter Search, and you're good to go. And I'll be actually one of the judges.
Ah, look at Look at you.
Look at me.
Producer Cat, let's see if you're a good judge. Producer Cat, let's pretend you are auditioning for the TLC presenter search. Z is a judge. Do you want to show me a bit of a link there?
Ari, I'm not a presenter.
Okay, well, you're already out now. You've lost it.
What am I talking about in this link?
You watch TLC all the time. What do the presenters speak about on TLC?
Coming up next on TLC, Oprah Next Chapter with Pharrell Williams.
Okay. We cross now to our judge, Z from Celebs. Z, next round, golden ticket, Sun City Week.
How about Wooden Mic Presenter?
Ooh.
That's good. It's a start.
Maybe the channel after TLC. You know, the one not on the bouquet. That there is the latest celebrity news, Z. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.